Besuches Parshas Vayera. Vayera Yvav Hashem Be'Evoine Mamre. Hashem appeared to Avram in Evoine Mamre. V'hu Yoshev Pesach O'el Kichayim Hayoyim. And he sat by the opening of the tent at the heat of the day. Rashi says Be'Evoine Mamre. Hu Shenosan Le'etzu Al Amila. Mamre is the one that gave him an etzu regarding Bris Mila. Appeared to Avram in his chayyim. You do have the famous kasha l'chayra. Avram Avinu had to ask an eitzah for that which Hashem commanded him. Hashem commands him. It's halach l'fanei v'ayesam him. He promises him gevaldik eschar for that. That with that he's going to come to shalom. With that he's going to have children. So he has a shayla whether to do it or not. But he has to ask an eitzah by Mamre whether to do it. So there's numerous terutzim. Sifrei Chachamim says the shaila was not whether to do it or not. The shaila was should he be kind of the mitzvah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him, or should he wait till Hashem commands him? We know that Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula because through Ruach HaKodesh and through Amelus he was able to be masik all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So by all the other mitzvahs, he didn't have to ask an Eisa, because he could just be Mekayim then before the Tzibui. And then when Hashem commands him, he'll be a Mitzvah of Eisa. It won't hurt the fact that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah before Hashem commanded. He'll just keep on doing it after the commandment. Over the Mitzvah of Meal, it's only possible to be Mekayim one time. So if he would do it before Hashem commanded him, he would never have the Inyan of Mitzvah of Eisa. So Mamre told him to wait. He gave him an Eitzah Lamila, and that's the way he did it. I once heard a beautiful, first of all, the Gra says a different shot. The Vilna Gaon says that Avraham Avinu had a Shaila. Avraham Avinu was the Karev people, Takas Kanpe, Ashkena, thousands and thousands of people. And his main selling point was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rachamim and Chesed. And he was telling them that all the Avodah Zorahs, they have different things. Some Avodah Zorahs require to be makir of your children, to burn them, all kinds of mi'asas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim and Chesed. But if now Avraham Avinu would listen to Hashem and be makayim the sinyan of Mila, and be mefaris in it, then people will start asking questions. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim and Chesed. Mutilate oneself, cause blood to run. Where is the inwards of Hashem in that? And Avraham Avinu was afraid that he would lose his power of being Makar of others. His Shaila was, maybe it's Kedai to be Mavatar on the Shar of Rishpila. And his own goggles, his own expanding horizons in Ruchnias, for the sake of continuing to be Makar of Rechayim. Maybe that's better. So for that, Mamre told him no. Mamre told him, continue in the ways of Hashem and listen to Hashem, listen to the Tzivui Hashem, and don't make these chesedim. Hashem told you to do it, you have to do what Hashem tells you to do. I once heard a different shot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Avraham Avinu this inyan of asking an eitzah. Where do you see such a thing? On the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Na'aseh Adam b'Tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu. Let us make man. So Rashi says over there, Lindukha Atari Darakhara. She Agoru Nimluk Vinoitu Rishus Menakata. That the greater one, he asks an eighth and he takes Rishus from someone that's lower than him. And Rashi says, no, over there earlier than that, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch was Nimluk with the Malachim, because they might be jealous of Adam, because now Adam became the Bechir of the Bria, the chosen of the Bria. And the entire Bria is in his hands to bring it up or bring it down, and the Malach would be jealous. Why are you making him the chosen one? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to ask them for an Eitzah, because it was a shtickle, you know, for their detriment. So here, Avraham Avinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu knew that with this Bris Mila, it's going to set him apart from all the other nations of the world. He's going to be his goof. Not only his day will be different, but his goof will be nishtan. It will be a different mitzvah totally. And he will become through this the Avraham, the Avraham and Goyim, and they're going to be under his rule. because he was going to be Samech on their eighth. But the Etzim asked him, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Samech on the eighth of the Malachim. That, you know, they were Mizdayin and arguing back and forth, should he make man? He said, Achat and Mizdayin and Nas and Ice, I'm going to do it anyway. Avraham Avinu was planning on doing it anyway. Over Derech Eretz, because it was a little bit to their detriment, he has an Eitz of Ramah. Tosa goes on to say, Vayomer, Avinoi, Im Norma Tosi Chen Beinecha on the Sabbath of the Alamdek. As Al Sein Mesech, the Shabbos of Kuf Chazayim and Aleph. From here we learn, Gdoi Wa Achmos, Zorachim, Yoyser, Mekabolus, Vashkin. Because we'll see the Pshat, that Adonai is the Shem Hashem, Shem Kodesh. He was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please wait for me while I take care of the guests. Gdoi Wa Achmos, Zorachim, Yoyser, Mekabolus, Vashkin. But the Shelter of the Shaila, we learn that from Avraham Avinu. But how did Avraham Avinu know on his own this halacha that he told the Shechina to wait and he ran to Baruch? Where did he know it from? So there's a pshat that sent over in the name of HaGoyin, HaKadosh, Rav Nosson Adler. They can tell me the Kodesh Lebracha, the Chassam Sefer's Rebbe. He says, the goof of Avraham Avinu was so niskadesh, he was so mekadeshit, that as a Vorim ran on their own to do the Rotsan HaBayvet. Therefore, the minute Avraham Avinu felt that his feet are running, and they're picking themselves up on their own, and they're running to the Arachim, he understood me to that, that this is the Halacha, and this is the Rotsan HaBayre, that Gdoi Lachmos is Arachim Yaisim Kabbalah Sanayashkin. And he knew what me to you today, Vara. Because you can hear that says, Nitzorai Erze Eloika. From my flesh, I can recognize Hashem. Sometimes a person is Mekadosh as a Vara to the extent that they go on their own and you see the Rotsan HaBayre. That was Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu saw that his body was taking him towards the Arachim, he understood Gdoi Lachmos is Arachim Yosef and Hashkina, and he has Tekodesh Baruch. This similar Yisoy, that Tzadikim of Mekadosh their Evorim until they go on their own, the Nosson Adler says that at the end of the parasha regarding the Akedah. It says over there, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodai, Vayikach es Amachelet Lushkoi Tazbenai. Avraham sent out his hand to take the knife to check the son. It's a very strange loss. What does it mean, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodai? Should have just said, Vayikach es Amachelet. What is the meaning of sending out his hand? Zochtim Nosson Adler was saying, you say, generally speaking, when it came to mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu's goof ran by itself. He didn't have to make any extra effort. The goof was so niskadesh, it would move towards the mitzvah on its own. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham to bring Yitzchak on the Akeya, on the Mizbeach. He didn't say to Shechtim. Avraham Avinu misunderstood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ba'aleihu Shabba'ayda. Avraham Avinu thought it meant to Shechtim. So when he started shechting, his hand wasn't really moving regularly. Like Yishlach has yodai. He had to put the extra effort in, because since this wasn't the real mitzvah, the hand was not moving on his own. So didn't you say Vayika? Vayishlach has yodai. Here, since it wasn't the mitzvah that Hashem had in mind, he had to make the effort of sending out his hand and taking the machel. As I said to us, now I give all the yipshat. Regarding Gdoi Lachmos, the Zorach and Yosef, the Kabbalah's B'nai Hashchina, it's a little bit difficult to understand, and it appears to be spoken about it. But I just saw now that the Togus Yankim Yosef brings out B'Shem de Baal Shem Tov. By Achnos, the Zorach, sometimes there's little Torah involved. You have to go make the beds, and you have to go make sure that they have the proper accommodations, and it takes a person away from learning. Also, since you don't always know your guests well, you know, they can be people that speak Lashon Hara. It might lead to your speaking Lashon Hara. So one might say, listen, if it causes me to Ketaira, and it causes me Lashon Hara, and it causes me to compromise my Dargan Avodas Hashem, then I shouldn't do it. And that's how Chazal said, Gdoi Lachmos is Orchim, Yoshimi Kabbalah's Menashkin. Even though there's a Shas who might compromise your Ruchnias, don't hesitate to mean Makabalach. That it doesn't mean that you have to speak Lashon Hara to your guests. That's not what it means. A person has to maintain the standard. So what we're saying is that even though there's a shash, it might happen, you should not hesitate from stepping forward and being the kind of need of Achmasa's Orchim with his visas. Shem told Avram, why did Sarah laugh? And Sarah, when she was confronted by Avram, because she was afraid. Sarah remained was a tzaddik as gedayim. And she was aimed in so many disciples. She was Avram Avinu's Ezek and Ezek. She had a chelik in all of the kirav tachas kante ashkina. She was megayim in the Russia. How is Shaykh over here that she denied something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Is it Shaykh to say that Sarah remained alive? Not Eilal Adas. And how did she think that she could lie facing HaKadosh Baruch? What's the harm here? So Rechaim HaKadosh says the Gvaldi of Shadow here. Not only was it not a sheker, I'm sorry, Maine was part, but Adarabha, her conduct over here shows her tremendous Yerushalayim. And you can be masked with Rechaim HaKadosh says, I'll be a marshal. Let's say that a businessman was caught with smuggling goods into the country illegally. Now he's taken to court, he faces a court, and the judge asks him, tell us the truth. Is it true that you committed this crime of smuggling in goods illegally? Then he says, Your Honor, I admit 100% I did it. If he does that, he gives the impression that he's bechlal not embarrassed about what he did, and he has no remorse, because he says it with confidence. I did it, yes, I admit 100% I did it. That shows he has no hesitations about what he did. But if, let's say, a fellow's not embarrassed about what he did, he feels bad about it, it's more difficult, according to the madrega of embarrassment that he feels, it's more difficult to be maida. So another guy will eventually be maida, and there's another guy that's so embarrassed, he won't be maida, he really is embarrassed. So in other words, there are people that deny, and there are other people that deny. But there could be a major difference between the two. There's a fellow that denies because he's a liar, saying kamayu, and with a straight face, he totally denies. But there's another person that denies it not because he's a liar, and not because he's trying to fake out anyone, but he's so embarrassed that he can't get the words out of his mouth to be made in front of other people that he did it. We find the concept of made the class as part of it. Why is made the class part of it? It's an easy way out. It's a cop-out. Maybe. Because if someone's made the class in front of bed, it's a difficult thing. He goes through the terrible bizyoinus, but he made on class and it hurts the person generally. So it's something that's hard for him. That in itself is a punishment. Someone that has true remorse, that is true charas of what they did, they're too embarrassed to get the words out of their mouth. And the reason why they're denying it now is not with a lit face, you know, straight face, and just denying it. They just can't get the words of Hagdah out of their mouth. That's what the Torah is being made over here on Sarah Yemenu. Vatechake Sarah Bikir Malamer Loitzachati. Why? Kioreya. The source of the reason why she couldn't be made is because of a tremendous Yerushalayim. Because she had such tremendous Yerushalayim. And she was talking embarrassed, she realized, yes, deep down inside, I did laugh a little bit. I did have a little bit doubt about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So Kioreya, it's time from Yerushalayim. But Chassid Shalom didn't come, Chassid Shalom from a concern and sorry man. I thought PK, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm wrong, she has to be right. Over her denial came HaKadosh Yerushalayim. Vateres Sora as Ben Hogar HaMitzris, Asher Yolgo Avram Mitzachi. After Sora Yemenu gave birth to Yitzchak, she saw the son of Hogar HaMitzris, Mitzachi. What is Mitzachi? Rashi brings down. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayus, and Shvichas Dam. We find that Avraham Avinu was Mal Yishmael on the very same day that he himself was Gemal. And Yishmael was bragged to Yitzchak about that. You know, I gave myself up at 13 years old and I did it willingly. You had no idea. You were a little baby. You had no idea you were being Gemal. But I gave myself up. And that's what really stands for Yishmael. And when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu on the third day of his Mila, it was also the third day of Yishmael's Mila. And yet Avraham Avinu, the same way Avraham Avinu ran to take care of the Arachim, Avraham Avinu, he took Yishmael in, and he was also Machmas Eireya. See, Yishmael had tremendous achuyos. He was a tremendous Baal Madrega. He was master to the Bismila. Eisa was never master to the Bismila. Eisa remained in Arachim. But Yishmael was masculine on the day. Shlishi Lemiosa, despite the pain, he went to be Machmas Eireya. And with all of that, Yishmael was a mitzakeh in Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvitas Damim. How's that shayach? You see from over here, a fellow could be Moshe Nefesh for Shemayim, and he can be Tarek the Mitzvahs, and with all of that shayach, then he could be Nogua in the three Averis Kamuris. What's it all mean? The Terence is, even if a fellow has to do sin himself, but if he doesn't uproot the bad Jesus, and he doesn't uproot the Krumah Hashkafis, it's Shayach, that even if he's Isaac in Mitzvahs, he's Isaac in Gabal, because of him, he can still have bad things within him, and he can be over and over and over as he was done. I've mentioned a chat from the Gra numerous times in the Chumash here. It says, Yareh Kavotur Litchi, let it come down like rain, my teaching, Tizal Katalim Rossi. So the Vilna Gaon says to Shadavi Yudua that rain, when it comes down, it makes the grass grow, it makes the fruits grow, it makes the grain, the wheat, and the barley, and everything. Everything that's good, the vegetables grow because of the rain. But at the same time, the rain makes all of the good things grow, and also makes weeds grow. The weeds grow in the field, and they can ruin the crops. Dr. Vilna Gaon, the Torah is compared to rain. Torah makes things grow within the person. If a fellow has good midas, the Torah is going to expand those midas to make them grow and get bigger and bigger. But if a fellow doesn't uproot the bad midas, and yeshba from shayrish payra reish bo'ana, there are bad midas within, bad roots within, then the Torah makes that greater as well, and the guy can become a Torah adam despite the fact that he has Torah. That's what happened over here with Yishmael. Because time used to say over a mice, that in Volozhin, it was a masculine, one of the masculine. It was a stick of Talmud Chacham, but he also studied other Chachmas. And he once gave his Svarim and books into a binder to bind it. So by mistake, the book binder bound together a Chumash together with Wahabdul El of Abdullah's, the Gaish and New Testament. People found out about it, made a trouble, made a rash in the city. They should put this binder in Chayrin. Well, careful, look at the Chilul Hashem. So Chaim Volozhiner, he heard the mice. He said, he doesn't understand what the problem is. He said, the two things are bound together physically. All you do is you cut the string and you rip them apart from each other. But what about when people, they learn Torah and they do mitzvahs, but at the same time they imbibe, they absorb apikursis and things that are now derech haTorah. That already is hard to disengage one from the other. And that's what a person has to know. He can learn Torah and do mitzvahs, but if he has the wrong hashkafas and the wrong midas, then those things could grow within him as well, and that's what you find by Yishmael. Vayomer Elokim el Avram. Elokim said to Avram, Al Yera Beinecha Al Hanar Kamal Moshe. Do not feel bad about the Nar and your maidservant. Call Asher Taimer Elecha Sora Shema Bekoyla. Whatever Sora tells you, listen to her voice. Ki bi Yitzchok Yikoro Lecha Zora, because Yitzchok will be considered your seed, not Yishmael. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asara nisyanis nisnas Avraham Avinu, Yomit the Kula. And one of the Nisyanis was having to send away Yishmael. There's a machloikis amongst the Rishonim if sending away Hagar and sending away Yishmael were considered two separate Nisyanis, or were both considered one Nisyan together. Now let's think into this Nisyan and appreciate what Avraham Avinu went through by sending away Hagar and Yishmael. If you think about it, you might see what a Gavaldi Nisyan was. One of the things that we say every day in davening, by Yavar of David, we speak about Avraham Avinu, Hashem Bachadus Avraham Umotsosa Es Levavoy Ne'emon Levanecha. And you found his heart faithful before you. So let's make a cheshbon over here of what happened. There was no one greater in the world that was Mechabit people greater than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu loved mankind. You see the way Avraham Avinu was Mechabit the Malacha. On the third day of his bris milah, he's waiting for guests. The malachim come. He sees that they have dust on their feet, and he hushes them to be Arabs that serve it as avodah zarah. The afal came on the third day of his milah. He ran after them. The medrash says the blood was still coming out of his wound. Nevertheless, he ran after them, and he begs them, "Avinoy al no sabra me'al avdecha. Please don't." And Avraham Avinu, in this matzah of pain, he goes and prepares the cattle, he shuts the cattle, and he goes and takes care of everything, and he speaks to Sori, maybe he speaks to Yishmael. It's a whole project. So you can tell how much Avraham Avinu liked regular people, even if he was close to them of Avodah Zarah. Kalvachaymer ben Benoishim Kalvachaymer. How much he liked people that were Anoshim Hagunim, that were proper people. The love that Avraham Avinu had. You see how Avraham Avinu went to war to save Zion, the worst Rishon, the worst Mishkasa. Can you imagine how much love Avraham Avinu had for regular people? Now, what about the people of his own household? If he loved regular people like that, Kalvachomer, people that were in his own household, Kalvachomer Hagar, who Chazal made on her, Potter calls her Keturah, Shenoyer Maaseh Kikteres. How much he loved her, and how much he was Maksev her. Hagar was the mother of his first child. So she was especially Chashim in his eye. Yishmael, his first son, Avraham Avinu loved him. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lu Yishmael Yichyeh Lefanekim, only Yishmael would live before you. Avraham Avinu loved him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, first he told him, Kachnas Bimcha. I have two sons. I have a son, Yishmael, and I have a son, Yitzcha. No. Hashem said, as Yitzcha, your only son. They're both my only sons. This one's an only to Hagar, and this one is an only to Sarah. Hashem said, Asherah Hafta. Abraham says, I love this one, Yishmael, and I love this one, Yitzchak. Finally, Hashem has to be Megala Es Yitzchak. So you see over here how much Avraham Avinu loved Yishmael. The Yafal Pekin, with all of these regards to regular people, even Rishon, and even the ones that he's chayshin on Avodah Zarah. Kavachaymer regular people, Kavachaymer Bnei Beisa, Kavachaymer Hagar, that was Noam B'Maseh, and that she gave birth to the first child, and also his son Yishmael. How difficult was it for Avraham Avinu to chase them out of the house? In addition to that, the Medrash tells us that Avraham Avinu had to place Yishmael on the shoulder of Yishmael. He got sick. His Sarah placed an ein hara on him. He got sick. He couldn't move. So Avraham Avinu loaded him onto Hagar's shoulders. And with that, he sent him off. Not only that, it says, Vayashkem Avraham Babaykin to send them off. The same exact lesson as it uses by the Akedah. of his feelings and his senses for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Motosin Lavovin Emel Fanecha, and that is the Gevaldik in the Soyin that Avraham Avinu had to go through. I saw a very nice Ha'ore in the Sefer Oitzreis Knine HaTeire. He brings down that the bringing of Yitzchak on the Mizveh is called Akedas Yitzchak. Now, what is the Akedah? Akedah means Rayekadas Yitzchak. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu tied his hands and feet behind him. It was the tying. It wasn't the shechting. It wasn't the bringing. It was tying his hands and feet. So the question is, why is the Akedah known as saying the tying? Akedas Yitzchak. It should have been Hakrovas Yitzchak, bringing Yitzchak onto the Mizbeach. Why is it called Akedas Yitzchak? Furthermore, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Zayinim and Aleph said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lo v'shoifer on Rosh Hashanah, Kidei she'ezkor lochem Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. I should remember the Akedah, Umal ani aleichem kiilu akadatem asmechem levanei. I will consider it like you tied yourselves in front of me. By studies, there's a main nekuda over here of the tying, more so than the bringing. What is it about the Akedah that is the Akedah that is the Ikustud? The Sefer Mishnah Shemit, he brings down the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says that the reason why Avraham Avinu tied him is because he didn't want Yitzchak to shuckle in the middle, and maybe in the process, the shechita will become trei, or there'll be a mum, he'll get cut, and he made a trei for a mum, and he won't be in kosher regard. It comes out that Avraham and Yitzchak, they did things to make sure that the carbon is brought, and they didn't want it to be possible, and they didn't want to pass it themselves. This teaches us the arcane of the fact that he tied him to avoid a mum, for passing him from a carbon. This shows the Gevaldik and Cheshik and Ratzon that they had to be the kind of the Tzivri of the Bayreel and the Simcha. Because if they would have done it like they were forced, then other happened. If let's say a mum would happen, then Yitzchak Avinu would be puzzled for a carbon, and now he can get out of it. Of a Lehefa, they came up with an agent to tie him, and that way he won't shuckle, and that way there won't be a mum, and that way he's guaranteed he'll be brought on his back. That's the Akedah of Yitzchak, the tying of Yitzchak. In addition to just ringing him, but the fact that Avraham Avinu tied him showed the Gevaldik and Cheshik and the Kiva of it. He wasn't trying to get out of the mitzvah to pater himself. Lehepa, he wanted to be Mekayim, the Rosh and Habayre, to his fullest. Akut Meshavis, everybody.
Akut Meshavis.
Akut Meshavis. Akut Meshavis. Akut Meshavis.